The Vermont Supreme Court has told the State Utility Board to take another look at a Vermont Gas Systems rate case involving tens of millions of dollars in cost overruns for its Addison County natural gas pipeline. VPR's John Dillon has the story.
The 41-mile-long pipeline serves about 2,000 customers, but costs some $165 million. That price tag roughly doubled over the last several years, and the High Court has now told the State Public Utility Commission to re-examine whether all the costs were justified.
The evidence showed massive imprudence due to lack of knowledgeable staff running the company and running this project.
James Dumont represents AARP in the rate case and in the appeal to the Supreme Court. He says the company, not its customers, should be on the hook for more of the cost overruns. The organization has argued in several cases for lower rates on behalf of its members and other customers. And Dumont offers this primer on the legal meaning of the word prudent. He notes that a regulated monopoly, like a utility, can only charge customers for costs that are prudent, that is, thoroughly documented and justified.
Some of the treatises say that this prudence review is regulation's principal substitute for the forces of the free market. Customers can't get up and leave, so the utility commission has to do the work for them and say, well, we're going to disallow those costs that weren't prudently incurred.
Vermont Gas spokeswoman Beth Parent said the company welcomes the new scrutiny.
We appreciate the thorough review from the Supreme Court, and we plan on working closely with the PUC to resolve this matter.
And James Porter, the public advocate for ratepayers, says the Department of Public Service has already closely examined the cost overruns.
The department did dig into the imprudent cost, and I think I actually came up with a recommendation that $33 million were imprudently incurred and were not recovered.
Porter says the department is ready to keep digging into how much of the pipeline costs the customers have to bear. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon.